美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目开车单元的高级课程。
In the last episode, Phil borrowed his friend's car to take a weekend trip to Las Vegas. Now he has come back home and is telling his friend Becky about the trip.
Wow, Phil 回来了，不知道他到底赢没赢钱哦。
Wow, Becky, you wouldn't believe how much fun I had on my trip to Las Vegas last weekend.
Really? I've never been to Las Vegas. How was it?
It was totally awesome. I spent the whole weekend partying and going to shows, and the best part is that I didn't even have to pay for it.
You didn't have to pay for it? How is that?
I won so much money gambling that it covered the cost of the trip. I'm telling you, there's no feeling like stepping on the gas and going out on a road trip.
Phil 真是好运气，他在拉斯维加斯赢了好多钱，这次出去玩等于一分钱都没掏。不过 Professor Bowman 他说 stepping on the gas 这是什么意思呢？
Winnie, stepping on the gas is like pushing down the accelerator pedal, which is also called the gas pedal.
Stepping on the gas 就是脚踩油门给车加速的意思。Phil 说那种一脚油门下去让车奔驰的感觉啊特别棒。
Exactly. Sometimes when Americans want someone to hurry up, they can tell that person to step on it, which is a reference to stepping on the gas to go faster.
催别人快一点也可以说 step on it.
You know, I've always wanted to go on a road trip like that, but the problem is that I don't have a driver's license.
You don't have a driver's license? I thought everyone has a driver's license.
Well, not me. I grew up in New York City and have always taken public transportation, so I never needed to know how to drive. Plus, cars create lots of carbon emissions.
That's true, but it's not so bad if you get a car with good gas mileage.
I guess you're right. But if you wanted to be really environmentally friendly, you could get a hybrid.
原来 Becky 在纽约长大，一直坐公车和地铁，所以不会开车。Professor Bowman, carbon emissions 是什么啊？
Winnie, carbon is short for carbon dioxide, which is one of the greenhouse gases. So carbon emissions are the amount of carbon dioxide cars emit.
Carbon emissions 就是二氧化碳排放量。Phil 说，为了环保，人们应该买 good gas mileage。燃油使用效率高的车 Becky 呢则建议用 hybrid 油电混合动力车
But I still don't know. Isn't driving kind of dangerous?
There are things you can do to stay safe. For example, you should always practice defensive driving and leave lots of space between your car and the other cars.
Yeah, I really hate aggressive drivers.And when people get road rage, they become a real hazard on the road.
Exactly. It's best not to drive when you're angry. That can be really dangerous.
Winnie, do you know what defensive driving and aggressive drivers mean?
Defensive driving 就是为了保护自身安全的防御型驾驶技巧，为的就是躲开那些 aggressive drivers, 横冲直撞的马路杀手。不过 road rage...那又是什么意思啊?
Road rage means when you're driving, something happens and makes you really mad, and so you start driving erratically. For example, some people get road rage when they get cut off.
我明白了。Road rage 就是路怒症。比如说呢，有人看到别的车插到自己前面就会暴怒。要我说啊，情绪如此不稳定的人压根就不应该开车的。
I have been thinking about getting a license lately, but I need someone to teach me.
Well, I'd be happy to teach you how to drive. I'm a really safe driver.
Wow, that sounds great. When can we start?
Well, actually, there is just one problem.
What's that?
I don't have a car. Do you have one that I could borrow?
说来说去 ,Phil 自己根本没车啊。
Well, probably he's lived on borrowed cars for all these years.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。 www.voa.com.me。
Hi, I'm Max.
Hello, my name is Kathy.
Welcome to New Dynamic English.
听众朋友们好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听新动态英语。
New Dynamic English is a basic English language course and an introduction to American people and culture. Today's unit is, Where do you come from?
新动态英语是一套以美国人和美国文化为题材的美国英语基础课程，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。今天我们来学习第一课，这一课的题目是你是哪儿的人，教大家怎样告诉别人你的原籍或家乡是哪里。本课的学习重点是动词 come的一般现在时以及两个人称代词 I 和 you。 另外讲一下怎样用疑问副词 where 来提问题。下面我们熟悉几个句子。
My name is Kathy.
我叫 Kathy.
My name is Kathy. Where do you come from?
你是哪儿的人？
Where do you come from? I come from New York.
我是纽约人。
I come from New York.
这里的动词 come 是来、到来的意思，加上介词 from， 意思是来自哪里，原籍或家乡在哪里。
Good morning, Max. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Just fine.
节目主持人 Kathy 是纽约人。Max 是旧金山人，请注意美国人如何做自我介绍，以及用疑问副词 where 询问别人来自哪里。
Hello everyone, my name is Kathy. I come from New York.
New York?
Yes, New York. Where do you come from, Max?
I come from San Francisco.
San Francisco?
That's right, San Francisco, California.
下面我们把这段对话再听一遍。
Hello, everyone. My name is Kathy. I come from New York.
New York?
Yes, New York. Where do you come from, Max?
I come from San Francisco.
San Francisco?
That's right. San Francisco, California.
Listen and repeat.
现在做听说练习，请大家听一句，跟着说一句。
I come from San Francisco.
I come from San Francisco.
I come from New York.
I come from New York.
I come from California.
I come from California.
I come from the United States.
I come from the United States.
下面请把这段听说练习再做一遍。
I come from San Francisco.
I come from San Francisco.
I come from New York.
I come from New York.
I come from California.
I come from California.
I come From the United States.
I come from the United States.
Telephone.
听众电话。Cathy 在回答听众的问题时，要谈她的原籍是哪里。她的原籍是纽约市。她来自纽约市。纽约市是纽约州的一个城市。下面我们先熟悉一些词句。
State.
州。
State.
这个词的拼法是 S-T-A-T-E。美国共有50个州。
City.
城市。
City.
这个词的拼法是 C-I-T-Y.
What city do you come from?
你来自哪个城市?
What city do you come from? I come from Beijing.
我来自北京,我是北京人。
I come from Beijing.
Now it's time for a phone call. Hello, you're on the air with New Dynamic English.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Wu Hongli. I come from China.
From China?
That's right. I come from China. I have a question for you.
Yes, what is it?
Do you come from New York City or New York State?
I come from New York City. And New York City is in New York State. May I ask you a question?
Okay.
What city do you come from, Mr. Wu?
What city? I come from Beijing.
You come from Beijing?
Yes, I come from Beijing.
Okay, Mr. Wu, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You're on the air with New Dynamic English.
意思是，你现在上了新动态英语节目了。这是电台节目主持人在接到听众电话时常用的一句话。另外，听众吴先生说
I have a question for you.
意思是我有一个问题要问你。向别人提问题也可以说
May I ask you a question?
我们再来听一遍这段对话。
Now it's time for a phone call. Hello, you're on the air with New Dynamic English.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Wu Hongli. I come from China.
From China?
That's right. I come from China. I have a question for you.
Yes, what is it?
Do you come from New York City or New York State?
I come from New York City. And New York City is in New York State. May I ask you a question?
Okay.
What city do you come from, Mr. Wu?
What city? I come from Beijing.
You come from Beijing?
Yes, I come from Beijing.
Okay, Mr. Wu, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Listen and repeat.
接着请大家听一句，跟着说一句。
Where do you come from?
I come from San Francisco.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York.
Where do you come from?
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
I come from the U.S.
Where do you come from?
I come from San Francisco.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York.
Where do you come from?
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
I come from the U.S.
Email.
电子邮件。现在我们来回答听众通过电子邮件提出的问题。我们已经知道 Max 来自旧金山而不是洛杉矶。注意下面的句子。
Do you come from Los Angeles?
你来自洛杉矶吗?
Do you come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I don't come from Los Angeles.
不是。我不是从洛杉矶来的。
No, I don't. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Now let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago.Max, she has a question for you. Her question is, do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Let's take a short break.
这里我们学习了怎样告诉别人你不是来自某地的人。例如
I don't come from Los Angeles.
这是一个否定句，它的词序和陈述句一样，只是动词的前面加上助动词 do 和否定副词 not。don't 是 do not 的紧缩形式。我们再来听一遍这段对话。
Now let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago. Max, she has a question for you.Her question is, do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Let's take a short break.
Listen and repeat.
接着请大家跟着我们做听说练习。
New York City.
I come from New York City.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York City.
California.
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
I come from California.
China.
I come from China.
Where do you come from?
I come from China.
We 们把这段听说练习再做一遍。
New York City.
I come from New York City.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York City.
California.
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
I come from California.
China.
I come from China.
Where do you come from?
I come from China.
Daily Dialogue. On an Airplane. Part 1.
每日对话。今天的内容是在飞机上第一部分。两个陌生人在飞机上做自我介绍。他们在相互介绍中使用了这样一些语句。
My name is Walter.
我叫 Walter.
My name is Walter.Nice to meet you.
很高兴认识你。
Nice to meet you.
Listen to the conversation.
现在请大家听他们两人在飞机上的对话。
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
刚才对话中这两个人的姓名分别是什么呢？让我们再听一遍。
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Listen and repeat.
接着请大家听一句，跟着重复一句。
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
We'll repeat the conversation again.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
A question for you.
现在我们要请听众朋友们回答一个问题。
Now here's a question for you.
Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
Max 提出问题后，请大家听到铃声以后回答。
Where do you come from?I see.
Max 问大家来自哪里。听到你的回答后，他说：“原来这样。那么我能再听听你的答案吗？”各位听众，今天我们学习了动词 come 的一般现在时，以及两个人称代词 I 和 you。另外还学了怎样用疑问副词 where 来提问题。下面我们一起把今天学过的主要对话内容再听一遍。首先是 Cathy 和 Max 在播音开始前的相互问候。
Good morning, Max. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Just fine.
然后是 Cathy 和 Max.两人把自己介绍给听众时的对话。
Hello, everyone. My name is Kathy. I come from New York.
New York?
Yes, New York. Where do you come from, Max?
I come from San Francisco.
San Francisco?
That's right. San Francisco, California.
We 们还听了 Kathy 在回答听众电话提问时的对话。
Now it's time for a phone call. Hello, you're on the air with New Dynamic English.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Wu Hongli. I come from China.
From China?
That's right, I come from China. I have a question for you.
Yes, what is it?
Do you come from New York City or New York State?
I come from New York City. And New York City is in New York State.May I ask you a question?
Okay.
What city do you come from, Mr. Wu?
What city? I come from Beijing.
You come from Beijing?
Yes, I come from Beijing.
Okay, Mr. Wu. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Cathy 和 Max 在回答听众通过电子邮件提出的问题时是这样说的。
Now let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago. Max, she has a question for you. Her question is, do you come from Los Angeles?
Do
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Let's take a short break.
今天我们还听了一段每日对话，主要是两个人相互自我介绍时的用语。
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
各位听众，在结束今天的这课之前，我们还要播送 Max 和 Cathy， 还有他们的同事 Elizabeth 和 Larry 在播音室里的对话，让大家从中了解美国的日常生活和日常用语。他们今天谈论的话题是欢迎到华盛顿来。我们先熟悉一个句子。
Max, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Max, 这位是 Elizabeth Moore. 这是常用的一种介绍别人的方式。
Okay, and we're off the air. Good show.
Thanks, Larry. Larry, have you met Max?
Yes, I have. Good show, Max. Welcome to Washington.
Thanks, Larry.
Max,How do you and your wife like your new house?
Oh, we like it a lot.
Do you miss San Francisco?
A little. But Washington and San Francisco are both very international. I was at the mall yesterday, and there were people speaking Spanish and Russian and Chinese. It sounded like the United Nations. How long have you lived in Washington, Kathy?
I moved here several years ago.
Where from?
From New York City.
Do you miss New York?
Sometimes, but I go there pretty often. Oh, hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
Elizabeth, this is Max Wilson. Max just moved here from San Francisco. Max, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Nice to meet you, Elizabeth.
It's nice to meet you too, Max. Excuse me, but my show is about to begin.
Good luck.
Good luck.
在这段对话中Cathy 向 Elizabeth 和 Larry 介绍他们的新同事 Max。 我们了解到 Max 刚刚从旧金山搬到华盛顿，他已经参观了华盛顿的大草坪等地方。
I was at the mall yesterday.
这句话的意思是昨天我去了大草坪。他觉得这两个城市都很国际化。 Max 喜欢他的新家，不过他也想念旧金山，而 Cathy 也是几年前从纽约搬到华盛顿的。最后我们把这段对话再听一遍。
Okay, and we're off the air. Good show.
Thanks, Larry. Larry, have you met Max?
Yes, I have. Good show, Max. Welcome to Washington.
Thanks, Larry.
Max, how do you and your wife like your new house?
Oh, we like it a lot.
Do you miss San Francisco?
A little.But Washington and San Francisco are both very international. I was at the mall yesterday, and there were people speaking Spanish and Russian and Chinese. It sounded like the United Nations. How long have you lived in Washington, Kathy?
I moved here several years ago.
Where from?
From New York City.
Do you miss New York?
Sometimes, but I go there pretty often. Oh, hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth.Have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
Elizabeth, this is Max Wilson. Max just moved here from San Francisco. Max, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Nice to meet you, Elizabeth.
It's nice to meet you too, Max. Excuse me, but my show is about to begin.
Good luck.
Good luck.
各位听众，今天的新动态英语就播送到这里。谢谢各位收听，我们下次再见。
Well, our time is up. So until next time, this is Kathy.
And this is Max.
Good luck in your English studies.
Goodbye.
For further study, a new Dynamic English Study Kit is available from your local bookstore.
For 帮助学习，新动态英语备有课本和录音带整套辅导学习材料，听众可以到本地的书店购买。